Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa. Here's Matt. Guns it. Caught. First touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Calvin Ridley. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Thanks coming off the weekend to all of our wonderful listeners who sent us those incredible pictures of hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home, whether you were cooking elk chops, whether you were cooking steak or sausage or chicken. The variety this weekend, Mike, was unbelievable. So thanks to all the folks who did that. And then thanks to all the people who also were enjoying an ice cold Hey Man Ale, watermelon lime. So many pictures out there. And a lot of that stuff is on our Instagram as well, as we retweet that and put it back out and repost it. So thank you guys, man. We're loving you guys sending us the pics, and we appreciate the support.
Yeah, man. I was couldn't wait to get home on Friday. Becky had to reverse sear. And again, for details on what we're doing, I know I didn't know what a reverse sear was about this time last year when we started this stuff. But it's so much fun to get on the grill and just dial it in, and the pellet grills. I know the next thing is the Blackstone, so we can start doing breakfast and everything else out there. So again, there's no wrong answers with the grilling. So again, and if you got questions, ask Squidbilly and Mike Conti, right? Those are the guys. Those are the experts on this. Hey, the Falcon Report is brought to you by Domino's, guys.
Well,
don't forget.
I'm sort of a grill master, too.
You know, I mean, that's a given. I mean, if you're going to respond, I mean, you might be, you know, soaking your feet from walking the golf course.
Well, this is true. I need some Epsom salts this evening. This is true.
Again, I've got so much CBD oil. I'm going to smell like everybody else driving home with all that weed I smell on 85 barreling home on the highway.
Hey, I'll get you there.
Boy, by the way, Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's, guys. Don't forget, 2-minute, it's a guarantee they can get that food right out to your car within 2 minutes with car-side delivery. Get all the details when you go to Domino's.com. I just read this. The Falcons posted this on social media. It's a video segment with Kyle Pitts, our fourth overall, our first-round pick. Says, quote, "I feel like I can do different things that other tight ends can't." And that's why he was picked fourth, right, Carl? I mean, this guy is going to be a huge, we imagine, part of this offense this season.
He can do other things other tight ends can't. One, he can run faster. And there are a lot of guys who can stretch the field, and we know this. The position has changed, but there are very few guys who are running 4-4. And again, when you start talking about 4-4 on the field, there are a lot of fast DBs out there, but to separate from those guys and to be as big as he is, to have the wingspan he does,
right,
it's different. And again, I know we haven't seen this up close and personal, but I'm telling you guys, when you do, when you see him spread his arms and his wingspan is 84 inches or whatever it is, and you're going, what in the world? He looks like a monster opening up to catch a football. He is different, Mike. There's no doubt. And I don't mind him saying that. I really don't.
Look, I mean, this is a guy that, and we went round and round about the Julio thing, and that played out, but this guy could because people wonder where that production is going to come from. Not much production last year because Julio was banged up, but this guy could be the next big thing. Imagine we got Trae Young, right? Now we know that Trae is like one of the faces of the NBA, one of the brightest young stars in the league, and you know, knock wood, we're going to have him here for a long, long time. You know, we've got Ronald Acuna, obviously banged up this year with the ACL. But imagine if you get Pitts in here. You talk about, like, fun to go to games, right? Fun to see superstars, just like it was with Julio. That's the reason I mentioned Julio, because there's some guys, apparently based on what happened when he left, that only went to see Julio. But there's going to be guys out there that are going to fall in love with this guy's game for all the things you just mentioned because of what a physical freak he is. Should be able to help Matt Ryan, a big, tall target. And, you know, now it's up to Arthur Smith to get him those catches.
We got
to
give him a chance. You know, I read this earlier today when we were talking about Atlanta United and how frustrated, you know, we are with them. And one guy was like, yeah, Braves are dead. No, they're not. A lot of baseball to play. We'll see at the end of the week. You know, he said, Falcons are dead. How can the Falcons be dead? We got to give him a chance. We got to give Pitts, Mike, a chance.
And by the way, who is this guy? I mean, well, what are you rooting for? Why don't you go play in traffic? What are you being that guy?
Do something. But right. But the point that I'm getting to is we got to see what this guy's about before I start to go in one way or the other or, oh, I wish we would have done this or that. He hadn't played a game. He hadn't played a game yet. So let's give all these guys a shot. You know, we're high on our safety pick, Mike. We're high on Grant. Richie Grant, there's a lot of things that I think he's going to be able to do, but I want to see these guys play, and I got to give them a shot before I start declaring what they are and what they aren't. We did this, check that. Some of you did this with A.J. Terrell. Mm-hmm. A.J. Terrell right? is on the come to being one of the best corners in the league. Don't just judge these guys. Oh, man, he's terrible. I'm going to tell you guys something. Mike Davis, I think, is going to be a beast this year for the Falcons. I do. Is he going to be a 1,500-yard guy? Probably not, because I don't think this offense is going to allow it. But I think he's going to give us positive yards, Mike, and move the chains, move the chains.
Right. I mean, that's why, guys, with this offensive line, that's why I've been so fixated on what we're going to do and how this offensive line is going to come together. Because remember, we talked earlier today with Bruce Feldman. There's an article about how all the young quarterbacks are doing like this next-level technology to literally improve the RPMs and get the ball out of their hands quicker. I know a lot of guys go, well, does Matt do that? Well, we'll ask Matt when we talk to him. But we've got to be able to protect, regardless of how Matt's RPMs are, Art Carley's got to be upright to get the ball out of there. So are we going to see Jalen Mayfield win the job, right? I mean, is he a guy that can plug in at left guard? I really do hope he does. I think there's so many exciting things that are happening. You know, now, I don't know exactly, Carl, how does this all work out? Who is going to plug in? But if we can, Carl, if we can find a way to just get some solid play, because to be honest, I don't think there's a Falcon fan. Hell, I don't think there's a football fan that hears Mike Davis and Cordell Patterson and thinks we're going to be in the big running the football business. I mean, let's be honest. If you saw that on another team, you would say, oh, two guys I'm never going to draft in my fantasy league, right? Well, and I'm not knocking Mike. I mean, we don't know what he – but that's why the offensive line is going to have to really bring it together for these guys to have success.
The whole running back – listen, as long as it works, I don't know what Cordell Patterson is going to do. I mean, the problem is I think we identify – running backs a certain way, we see them, and I'll give you an example. Like when Gurley came in here, we felt like we were getting the Gurley. We knew he was injured. We didn't know to what extent, but the Gurley that we saw with the Rams, and my eyes tell me this is what I'm getting. I don't know if people look at Cordell Patterson and say that, Mike. Cordero, should I say, Patterson, and look at him in that same light. I think you can look at Mike Davis. In the time he filled in for McCaffrey, dude was really good. And let's not forget, he was running over a bunch of our guys last year on his way to 5, 6, 7 yards a pop. So Ezekiel says, Dukes, I know he can catch and run. Going back to Pitts, he says, can he block? I'm not trying to be a jerk, Zeke, but it's a good question. I think it's an area that Pitts is going to have to work on. But, Mike, I'm going to say this. We drafted offensive linemen the last few years that needed help and understanding right. how to block.
And we had Dan Mullen on the day he was drafted, and the scouting report talks about, you know, blocking skills. And, again, if you want to nitpick on the guy, it's a freakish athlete. Yes. Tony Gonzalez did enough in the blocking aspect of it to be one of the greatest, if not the greatest, tight end to ever dress out. But it is part of it. You know, I've heard Randy Mack talk about this. I mean, the thing is, he's so big. If there are some areas you need to improve, including some of that blocking, some guys feel his blocking's fine as it is.
Can we be honest, though? Can we be honest? When you think about the best tight ends you've ever seen, do you think about how well they blocked?
No. But Kelsey, but you can argue that Pitt, you know, Kelsey does it. You know, Kittle does it.
Being known for it?
But Gronk, for instance, Gronk is all the things he accomplished in the end zone. Gronk is a tremendous run blocker.
Yeah, but that's not what you think about. But
that's what makes the tight end so special, because nowadays it's being used as a vertical passing threat, but there's still elements where he's got to be able to help protect the quarterback and run. I'm reading the old scout report. Dan Mullen said he's a fantastic pass blocker, or a run blocker, I should say.
I'll say this. If Kyle Pitts is protecting Matt Ryan, somebody needs to be fired already.
No, then you're misusing him. But there are going to be times he's called. Also, down the field, one of the things that we've always done well, right? When you think about Mohamed Sanu and Julio, these are guys who could really block well downfield as wide receivers, right?
Well, yeah, but see, I guess I look at this.
I mean, there's an element to it. I'm not like, it's not going to be 90% of his game. It's going to be
10%. My point. I mean, if you're saying he's running from contact, that's different. I mean, he's not going to run from contact. He's going to lock up with guys, get in the way, because really that's all these wide receivers are doing. I mean, if you want to talk about Hines Ward and working the field and going down the field and blocking somebody, right. those are special individuals. For the most part, all these wide receivers need to get in the way and for a second or two be in the way and let the play work. I'm not caught up in that. You know what I need Kyle Pitts to do, guys? Catch touchdowns. We don't do enough of that. We have not done enough of that. Mike has talked about this for the last 3 years, and all of you guys got mad at him. I don't give a damn how good he's going to block. I need Kyle Pitts in the end zone, period. I need Calvin Ridley in the end zone. That's all I care about. This whole blocking thing, it's overrated, man. Give me a break.
Well, he will do it at some point, but you're right. That's not going to necessarily be his calling card. And if you feel it's something he needs to work on, that's why they have coaches. They'll work on that. Hey, man, the calendar dates are out, by the way. We know that the Falcons, you can go to their website, falcons.com, but the information that's out there as far as when the camp will be open to the public, you've got, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, right? Plus the Mercedes-Benz on the 7th, a week from Saturday, that will be open to the public for that scrimmage that they've been doing the last couple of years. So certainly, guys, if you want to get out there and see your first look at the new pieces July 31st, which is Saturday. Opens at 9:30.
Yeah, I'm excited to see again, and you said it, I'm probably a little bit more optimistic only because new gives me optimism. It's easy to go, oh, we know what we got. We knew what we had with the last regime, and that's why a lot of you weren't excited. I don't know what I've got here. So I'm a little bit more excited about it, but they still have to prove it, and they still have to go out. And that's the thing, Mike. I think this gives fans a chance to go see a little bit of what's going on at camp. And it's always cool. I mean, the Mercedes-Benz thing has always been a kind of a hit for fans to go down there and check out a practice.
And then you can do what Carl likes to do. Usually it's a West Durham, Dave Archer, Carl and I on the side of the hill, and then there'll be a play or something goes down, and then Carl will pronounce bum, and then Wes and Arch will
don't take long, bro.
We'll argue it. Yeah, and unfortunately, because of Thomas Dimitrov's draft picks, usually Carl and I were right when we would say bum. Yeah. This guy's a bum. So I know that is always the first impression, but as we said, let's kind of temper our expectations. Good luck saying that to Falcons fans. But we are to me, it all begins and ends with the run game and the blocking. And can they find? We got two that we know, right? We got Jake, but we certainly know Lindstrom is good to go. What are those other three going to look like? Is Hennessy going to be able to, you know, continue to be the center? Dahlman going to get a shot out of it from Stanford? I mean, the loser of the center battle, however you want to look at it, Carl, 3 to 4 guys battling for those. You want to say left guard and you want to pencil Hennessy in as the center.
I just want the competition. I've been saying this. I'm just glad Arthur Smith, and I hope he lives up to it. I mean, we're going to find out here pretty quickly this week. Guys come in, I'm going to play the best guys. Are you really? Okay, that's the way it should be, but if it's really a competition, Mike, that means certain guys, as camp goes on, are going to be getting less reps with the first team. Some guys will be circulating with the second team, etc. You get into these preseason games, guys you haven't seen. Listen, Jake Matthews doesn't need to play preseason, okay? Again, some of these guys don't need to, but the guys you're talking about, let's see you work, and let's see what happens. I want to see a real competition, and then week one against the Eagles, give me the best offensive line coming out of camp.
And, hey, D-Led reporting earlier today, some moves with the Falcons. 90-man roster has been reached. They signed outside linebacker Emmanuel Ellerby, offensive lineman named Jason Spriggs. They had an opening, of course, after Mingo got cut, and they released Tony Brooks-James. He was, like, I think, the fourth guy as far as running backs on the depth chart. So, hey, man, you know, you and I have said it. There's a couple of guys that, you know, I love Quadre Allison coming out of college. I thought he could have an impact, and maybe with this regime he will. He was one of the guys that was mentioned by Arthur Smith in the minicamp. He thought he did a very impressive job.
Do you guys see, by the way, that Kyle Pitts already has a rival in the NFL?
No, who's that?
So it is Mo Ali Cox from the Indianapolis Colts, because the Falcons posted on their socials that Kyle Pitts has the longest wingspan of any wide receiver or tight end drafted in the last 20 years, and Colts fans jumped down the neck of the Falcons fans on Twitter, and they were arguing back and forth because Mo Ali Cox supposedly has an 85-inch wingspan, whereas Pitts is 83 3/8. So Falcon fans, you better represent your guy, and he better catch more touchdowns than Mo Ali Cox this season.
All right, Mo Ali Cox is 27. He's got 4 touchdowns in his career.
Yeah, Pitts, that wingspan is amazing. I mean,
over under 5.
That's like a pterodactyl just opening up.
I never trust people that are hyphenated, Carl. I got to be honest with you.
So I did not know that. That's a good info, Chris. Appreciate all the input. And again, you don't remember Randy Mack for blocking. You remember him for diving in the end zone. You remember him from making Randy great Mack catches.
Randy Mack was a bulldozer for the Dolphins, Carl. He paved the road.
Yeah, I'd love to see somebody break down his blocking stats for me. Catch touchdowns. Make plays.
Pancakes.
That's what we need.
Flapjacks. That's what Randy Mack was about. How dare you, Carl?
Hey, now coming back, Mike, we got to talk about this Aaron Rodgers rework, because that's what this is. And apparently the Packers have caved. Jim Bell. We're going to get to our strong arm story of the day. We'll also talk about the Braves, because it is a big week for our Atlanta Braves.
It's this is it
or die against the Mets. Doubleheader tonight, then they play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If we swept this series, which is possible, all of a sudden now you could be game out, game in front. If you lose this series, which is possible, you could find yourself 9 or 10 games out, Mike. And that is right. That is a point where you go, okay, that's why this head-to-head matchup is such a big deal. But we're going to talk about it, man, and talk more about some of the things that are going on with this Braves team. Mike, but let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. This news coming down is the news of the NFL today. As teams are starting to report to camp, Falcons report this week. We've been talking about it, guys. But what do you make of this news of a rework deal for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, Adam Schefter had it first, and the story is there's concessions. And in other words, that Green Bay was giving Aaron Rodgers some of the things through his agent he was looking for. Whether that's more say in the organization, whether that, I guess I said, Carl, I don't think you're going to see Aaron Rodgers smoking a cigar in the war room on draft night, but it does sound that he's going to have some of the things that he's been looking for. As, look, if you got me as your franchise quarterback, and again, he's come up short in the year. Some guys are saying Aaron Rodgers is overrated. I would never go that far, okay?
Yes,
I mean, you put Aaron Rodgers on 3 or 4 teams, and they're in the Super Bowl. So let's not get crazy, sports fans. Yes, is he a diva? Certainly. Passive-aggressive? Yes. But then that entire generation of athletes is passive-aggressive now, aren't they? I mean, let's be real.
Yes, it is, but just reminded me of that friend. That's crazy talk.
Aaron Rodgers
is not overrated.
That's crazy talk. Come on, man. Some of you guys, is there a gas leak in the city today? Straighten out your headgear, man. But as far as Rodgers, what do we know? They're going to basically rework some of the contract. It could be his last year, because in 2023, the last one on his current deal would be voided with no tags. In other words, Green Bay would waive the right to tag him, the franchise tag, and that hypothetically, Aaron Rodgers could do whatever he's going to do this year with Green Bay and then do a Tom Brady and then basically choose the best team for him the following year.
Did he do this the right way?
I got to be honest with you. It's unusual, but I think the power has been ceded in some cases to the college athlete.
Yeah.
It's definitely been ceded to the NBA player over the franchise. And in this case, Aaron Rodgers, you could argue, however he got there, he's getting to the place that he wanted to be. The Jordan Love thing made less sense than drafting Aaron Rodgers, because Brett Favre did the same stuff that Aaron Rodgers was doing. And then they said, well, we're going to go get the heir apparent. And then 3 years he sat, and then he goes. But potentially Jordan Love could sit for 4 seasons here, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
It made no sense they drafted him. They could have helped him get more, whether it was offense or defense, but more things in this window for Green Bay to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I just brought that up earlier to say, if he has a Super Bowl run in him and they win it this year, what's to say he says, you know what? Because again, guys, we're talking about 15, 16 years now. All these guys, it's the epitome to end your career with one franchise. It just is. Now, a lot of times it doesn't work out that way. But who's to say if they went to the Super Bowl and then in 2023 he comes back, he's like, we're going again, we're going to make another run at it. And Jordan Love's sitting there like, bro, I hadn't played a down, and I was a first-round draft pick. Mm. You just wasted it. You're going to have 1 year to evaluate him and decide whether or not you want to reinvest in it to his skill set? So that's a fail on the Packers' behalf. But that's not Aaron Rodgers' concern. Here's the thing about Rodgers, and I said this earlier about the respect deserved by some guys. And I mentioned Matt Ryan, and it's funny because people, one way or another in this city,
right,
feel like he doesn't deserve that. And here's the deal. Whether you think he does or doesn't, the credentials for Matt Ryan do.
Right.
I'm not telling you he's sitting there flowery branching going, you guys better tell me everything that's going on, and I want to know. I don't know if he demands that. Aaron is, because he didn't like the way this situation went down. Here's the other thing. They haven't drafted Matt's heir apparent. They haven't. So if they did, would he want to be involved and know, hey, Matt, by the way, and when I say involved, just tell me.
Right.
That's all I'm asking. Just tell me. Matt, we're drafting your replacement. We don't know when you're ready to be done, but we're going to go ahead and invest in a quarterback. Or do you not pick up the phone and do exactly what the Packers did, and we don't care, and we run the team, and Aaron's not that important, and then you have this kind of scenario workout? Aaron Rodgers won, Mike. He won this.
Mechanisms will be put in place to address Rodgers' issues with the team. That sure sounds like the general manager is going to have some input, to your point, from Aaron Rodgers. You and I debated this back when before the draft. I mean, if you are, again, Matt Ryan should have some say. Now, I'm not saying he should be the tail wagging the dog here, but I mean, if you're going to pay me, whatever it is, I think Matt's like some odd, you know, 15, 8, whatever the percentage of the salary cap, you might as well play to my strengths, get me involved. And so I always thought that was, and I don't think that's kissing a player's butt.
I don't either.
To me, that's, you've made the determination. You got so much money tied up with Matt. He has moved so much money. Why wouldn't you actually ask him what he wants? I'm not saying that's the way you're going to make the decision, but get the input. And yeah, that goes for Russell Wilson, and that goes for any elite quarterback in the league.
You don't give a guy $150-200 million and leave him out of the fray. You just don't. It shouldn't happen, because the commitment to the organization or that player from the organization, now you're tied. Mike's right. The reason why we are where we are, Mike, in this predicament of not being able to hold on to certain players is because Matt has been paid what he's paid, but also moving money
right,
because of the tie to the organization. But yet you're telling us that these guys shouldn't have any say, or more importantly, at least know what's going on?
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've always agreed. Now, again, when Rodgers cries about, like, the sixth important wide receiver getting cut, that seems a bit strange. But, you know, it's been a soap opera because he does not like the general manager. Speaking of a wide receiver that wants to know where the hell this is going, Davante Adams. Because Davante Adams has got a contract extension coming up, and Adam Schefter reporting that Rodgers' expected return will, quote, give Packers more salary cap room to make a deal. And now if you're Davante Adams, are you talking to your boy? Hey, Aaron, you going to be here in the future? Because, you know, I don't know if the next delivery system is going to get me those Pro Bowl bonuses.
Yeah, I don't know about next year, after next year. Mike, he cut off talks with the Packers over the weekend, and then they posted this last dance photo that everybody was talking about.
Right.
I don't think Davante Adams does a long-term deal with the Pack. I just don't know where Aaron's going. If you're telling me Aaron is going to have an out in 2020 after this season's over and there are no repercussions, basically he can walk, Packers say, cool, thank you for your services, why am I going to re-up just so I can be the highest paid receiver? You could go to free agency. Now, they could franchise tag him, okay, which they could do. But again, why are you going to do that for the Packers and create a whole other mess that you just got out of one with Aaron Rodgers? Davante Adams, just let him go.
Right.
He's not wanting to be there. So I don't know if I'd do a long-term deal if I'm him.
Meanwhile, down in Houston, the other quarterback situation, a guy who wants out, and the team asking for so much that there's no way a team can make the deal for Deshaun Watson. As we talked about earlier in the Blitz, so much stuff's going on and it's up in the air. Now Rusty Harden talking to the ESPN folks there's 10 women in all, Carl, have filed criminal complaints against him. Two who have filed criminal complaints have not filed a lawsuit against Watson. So either way, no matter how you look at it, the total number of women alleging that Watson committed misconduct is 24. So you're a team. You want Deshaun Watson. You asked me earlier if I'm the Denver Broncos. I haven't had a decent quarterback since Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Would I sit there and go, look, here's the caveat. And there's no way you could do that with the player. I mean, how would you even make that contract language work? I'm going to sign you, but you've got to clean this up? You know, you said they're not getting to court till 2023 down there in Houston, right?
Yeah.
So this thing's in limbo. It's not going anywhere.
That's the thing. And so the new news is that these 10 women that, you know, these 10 criminal complaints are pending now. That's the new news, right? Because we've been talking about civil cases. So now when Rusty Harden comes out and says 10 women in all have filed criminal complaints against Watson, and he says we're cooperating with everybody needs to be cooperated with, from 2 o'clock when we started the show, and I was like, man, I trade for Deshaun Watson in a heartbeat just because I know what his talent is.
Right.
I had to think about it again now because he may be available for a short time and then he might not be.
Well, that's just it. I mean, if you had a civil suit, you could argue, your lawyer, your agent could go to the team that's interested in you and say, we're gonna settle all of this. Criminal, you don't know where that's gonna go.
Mm-mm. Man. All right, it's Dukes and Bell, guys. Coming up, we're going to go around the yard with the Braves. There are things Mike and I like about our team right now, and then there are things we don't.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, guys, Braves, Mets, Mike, I don't know what happens in this. I don't know what happens in this series, but let's talk about some of the things that are going on with this team. Coming off the weekend, you split with the Phillies. Would have loved to have won this series, obviously. But, you know, you talked about it. Tuki Toussaint, man. Has he impressed you?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You would never think of it this way, but it's almost like Tuki is like a free agent acquisition. He came out of nowhere. I mean, people who follow the Braves, you know what he was doing in Gwinnett. But Tuki is like it's like Tuki 2.0. He had pitched certainly well enough to win two games. He had one mistake for a home run. Chris Martin had another mistake, and that's how they lost that other game, 2-1. But he's done enough to give you two wins. Unfortunately, the offense got stymied. And we talked about Aaron Nola being kind of not on his A game before this, and then he actually pitched really well. But, yeah, Tuki, I mean, if he keeps this going, and this would be even like the glass half full argument, eventually you're going to get Hinoa back, right? Ian Anderson, right, according to Dave O'Brien in The Athletic, is starting to do long toss. So whenever he gets on the mound, and I don't, you know, after the Cole Hamels crap last year, I'm not even paying attention, but we will get Ian Anderson back at some point. But, yeah, you could argue you could go in and make some moves and shore up your bullpen. You know, because now Tuki, is, at least if he keeps this up, that's the Tuki we always thought we had here in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, two runs and 13 innings of work. He struck out 15 in those two starts. He walked two. Walked two. So his action and being around the zone and all of that stuff, we're talking about the strike zone, this is as impressive as it gets. And for Tuki, you know, you talked about this. You asked the question about what's up with the pitching coaches, development of guys.
Right.
At some point, guys have to get a hold of what makes them work. And Tuki was saying, just pick up the leg, throw the ball, man. I can't worry about, man, three pitches ago I screwed that up, or I gave up a home run, or I wanted to be perfect that inning. You just have to go. And I think mentally he's in a much better space than he's been, which is why we've seen him pitch as well as he did. Now, Nola was just as good in that game. But, you know, you talk about losing the night before, you score 15 runs. So, Mike, the inconsistency with the offense has been part of the problem. And Freddie is hot, guys. He's hitting the ball right now.
OPS, every metric you're looking for. Again, the fact that, you know, he's not missing when he's making contact. Everything he's doing is right now at the plate. So we always said, guys, there was no way it was going to be as bad as he was in April and early into May. That's just not Freddie's numbers. Now you're seeing it. Real quick, we mentioned what's going on with Ian Anderson, also from our buddy Dave O'Brien. Apparently, Hinoa is going to have a rehab start, Carl, speaking of which.
Here he comes.
So it's something you and I have been waiting to see because, you know, he got upset, fired up, young guy, busted his hand when he got, you know, exited the game and hit the hit the dugout seat. Hinoa is going to pitch in his first rehab game Thursday at Northport down in Florida. He's doing great, and he's passed all the tests. So according to Dave O'Brien, we may see him sooner than later. I mean, I don't know what the timetable is. The other timetable is 4 o'clock Friday, trade deadline comes and goes. So what are we doing here? Right now, Mueller's doing a good job so far, small sample size early on. But there's still, Carl, and I see it, you and I, every time we crack the mic and talk Braves, no. I mean, it's like people just don't want to because of the injuries and everything else that's happened. They just don't buy this team doing anything special in October.
All right, so let's revisit this. It's Dukes and Bell. We're a mediocre team. We're almost to August. Every year, I tell you, give me to July 1st. I'll tell you what we are. Last year, we were a really good club that scored a lot of runs, and the bullpen was solid, and even more solid as we got to the playoffs, which helped us get to the NLCS. Not this year. So I can't front and act like the injuries haven't played a role in what's going on with our team, but we're a mediocre team. And why do I say that, Mike? Because we haven't been 10 games over 500. We haven't been 15 under 500. We've just been hanging at the same spot, almost like we're treading water over and over and over. And what that tells me is that we're not good enough to get over the hump. We haven't gone on a 7-8-9 game run.
And
all season long we haven't.
How many times have we said it every day on the show? And this is the one that's going to springboard. No, it just hasn't happened. Now we find ourselves 2 games under 500 again.
So I think we're mediocre, and it's okay, I think, to say that now. Now, about the people who don't think we're going anywhere, here's the other side of this, and this is the part I want to revisit. We just can't go, all right, forget about it. Let's get rid of everybody. We got a good club. Win healthy. Think about how you're going to set this team up for next season. Mm-hmm. Even, Mike, if it means small moves that could help you this year. Jock Peterson is an example of that, guys. They designated, Ender. Why? Because they feel like they got a guy that can run in there and take his place. And also, you've got guys in the minors and Waters and Pache that you still want to take a look at. Outfield is going to be fine. Acuna's coming back. What else do we need to move in that direction heading towards next season? Mike, we got a good club. So I just can't throw my hands up and go, well, this season might be done, even if we get swept in this series, which I don't think will happen. But you can't do that.
We discussed this earlier. And, you know, when we said, guys, first off, you're not giving up prospects. That's not part of a sell-off. This team is in its window for a championship. Should have gone to the World Series last year. I'm not going to rehab why we didn't. But this time around, you brought this up earlier. I would love to be able to convince, you know, Charlie Morton to stick around for another year. He'll be 38 when the season's over. But guys obviously have pitched beyond that and had success in the league. That's not a death sentence for the guy. The dude should have 10 or 11 wins if the bullpen hadn't blown the saves. He's on pace to strike out 200 guys. He's had some outings where he's basically unhittable. So I'd love to have Charlie, to your point, Charlie Morton back. Hinoa comes back. Can't count on Soroka, let's be honest. Ian Anderson, we hope, is going to be, you know, whatever this is, he's going to get through it. You definitely like what you see with Mueller, right? You know, Fried, we kind of take him for granted now. But that's interesting. And you also said if you did get some kind of crazy offer because somebody would really want Jock Peterson, you know, to help put them over the top this year for a playoff run, Jock Peterson is your replacement for Marcell Ozuna going in. You got him for one more year.
Yeah, he's under contract. It's a 10-year or $10 million, basically a dual option, meaning the team wants you back and, hey, I want to be here. Which is more than likely going to happen. That is a relatively inexpensive replacement for a guy who can't produce if you were to have him in there on a full-time basis. Mm-hmm. Here's the other thing. Smiley's been really good, guys. 7 out of his last outings. I know we've been dogging Smiley. Yeah, Smiley's 5-0 with a 2.4 ERA.
Didn't even mention him.
So, yeah, the deal is you have some building pieces. Now, if you're going to say, well, why haven't we been able to put it together this year? Well, I can't answer that. There are various reasons why we've lost these games. We just haven't been good enough offensively. Guys haven't been hot at the same time. All those things that went in our favor last year. But I'm not giving up moving towards next year with a healthy Acuna and all the things you just talked about. It's very appealing. And then I go, how can I add to that?
So where you want to go right now? I mean, that's the question for Braves fans. We just made the case to keep Charlie Morton, keep Smiley, and just stay the course. And then next year, you know, I mean, they're still going to have to eat the Ozuna contract.
Well, can I say this too, Mike, real quick? The Morton Smiley thing, for everybody that wants to move on from them, you still have to replace them.
Yeah, and by the way, we just gave you the numbers. Morton is doing as good as any Braves pitcher has done right, since the Cy Young guys, okay? He's doing a fantastic job.
He's been great.
I mean 9-3, he could very easily be 12-3, okay? We told you, he's been dealing.
Yeah, I just, the idea, and this is the part, and I'm just speaking from a managerial start. This is my experience in talking to these guys. You move on from those guys, experienced arms and Riley and Morton, you still have to replace them. You guys tell me who you trust as much as these guys right now with the way they've been pitching in the second half of the season, which is the most important half. Guys, it takes a minute for everybody to get going. Sometimes it does. And again, last year you didn't have a regular spring training. We could talk about all these circumstances. Mike, you get rid of them, you're still having to replace them. So what, are you going to just move Ian Anderson and Mueller up and you feel that we're going to be okay?
Well,
I don't.
I like Ian Anderson. I just, again, we just can't seem to get things rolling here without the injury bug biting us on the tuchus. But, you know, Kyle Wright's a guy. If somebody wants, you know, but no one's going to call you for Kyle Wright. The guys, we just talked about it. It's Smiley and Morton if you really want to move those assets out. But Carl just laid it out. How many times have we had to – look at last year. You had Bryce Wilson thrown in the playoffs. Ian Anderson with, like, what, like 4 innings in his life, right, before he got
yes. –
you had all this inexperience. So, Carl, it's – we're not only are we making the case, it's not to be a buyer, it's just not being a seller, right?
That's it.
Because
that's
you it. Just, we have to have these guys that eat innings. That's the guy. You know, you think about some of the dudes, they weren't stars. Julio Teheran, 8 innings. Yeah, he used to drive you crazy, giving up a zillion home runs. Anibal Sanchez a couple years ago, eating innings. He did that for the Nationals. They won a World Series. Oh, by the way, they're shopping Scherzer. You see that?
I did see
Max
that.
Scherzer being shopped, and everyone says, well, the Mets will do it. Yes, they would, because they got an owner who can cut that check.
It's Dukes and Bell. It is around the yard. Many decisions to be made. And
what
I
do you
think
mean
some,
a world without Freddie?
Some of them will be made.
And by the way, you got to sign Freddie, too.
You got to. I'm under the impression, Mike, that's going to happen. I know we have all said, well, he could walk.
Are you disrespecting Freddie by letting the market settle or seeing what the interest – I mean, seriously, because somebody's going to overspend for Freddie more than you're willing to pay him.
So here's the irony to this. You come off an MVP year. You start the season. You're not that great. Now, all of a sudden, you're heating up. Freddie's performance is going to put more pressure on the Braves to say, hey, when Acuna went down, look what he did. Dude's hitting 400 now, you know, over the last month.
Right.
Look at all the numbers that went up when the star of the team went down. I think he's making a legitimate case to say, hey, not only do you need to pay me, but whatever it was that you were thinking about it, let's go ahead and make that happen. Plenty more to get to, man. We got a great conversation with Bruce Feldman. We're going to let you hear coming up in regards to college football. There is news there today as well as Texas and Oklahoma basically tell the Big 12 we are not renewing our media rights. We'll let you hear what he had to say coming up at 6:20 about that. Mike, I got to play something because we've been talking about Kanye West. I'm going to do it in the 6 o'clock hour. Kanye's living at Mercedes-Benz.
He's walking around with a stocking on his face, Carl, and he's wearing a puffy jacket.
So we were like, look, if Kanye's listening, you know, you come on the show. And I said, I'm not going to do you like Sway did you, Sway in the morning.
If we got him on the show, could I ask him, why is he wearing a ski? Why do you look like you're trying to, like, knock off a liquor store?
Okay,
why are you wearing a lady's stocking on your face?
I'm glad you said that because I'm going to have him answer that question when we come back. If he came on, I guarantee you this is what he would say.
Okay.
Stay right there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.